Hey there, just a quick reminder, we have a mentorship program if you're looking for personalized coaching and mentorship to help guide you to the next level of your interior design business, whatever that might look like for you, whether it's processes and procedures or what services to offer to how to incorporate wellness, intention, or spirituality into your projects. Come join us over at designcoven.com/join. Or if you're just in search to connect with other like-minded interior designers, you can join our free community, also located at designcoven.com/join. You're listening to the Holistic Interior Design Podcast. This is a podcast that guides you as a new or inspiring independent interior designer navigating your entrepreneurial path. Here, with my over 20 years experience, I will share my holistic approach to design with intention and ancient practices, including feng shui, all incorporating mind, body, and spirit into my design projects. You will also learn from seasoned interior designers as they give strategies and insight of how they built their businesses and continue to work in the field. Together, we will discover supportive trade partners, new ideas, creatives, and inspiring artists from around the world. I am your host, Rachel Lorraine Crawford. Welcome back to the Holistic Interior Design Podcast. I'm super stoked. I've got Liminal Home on with us today. Welcome, Cassie and Angelica.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
You guys are so welcome. I really wanted to bring you on because I wanted... You guys got together in the Design Coven, started your business, and I really wanted to share your story with all the members of Design Coven and just kind of see like how beautiful things have come out of it and to inspire them to join, to meet with you, to start their businesses for those of them that are stuck in launch mode. So before we get started, I am going to go ahead and light our candle, set our space. Excuse me. My candle is slowly getting near me here, like maybe 2 inches now. So if you guys have a candle and you want to light, you're welcome to do that. Otherwise, I've got this ready for us to go. And then I'm going to pull a tarot card. So I'm going to pull from the Cosmo Tarot. I found this deck in my groupings of cards and forgot how beautiful it was. Queen of Pentacles.
That's my favorite card.
Is it?
Yeah.
I love this card. Yeah. So prosperity, abundance, and creativity, but also just birthing all things in this physical realm. So being completely victorious, successful in all the things that we're creating right now. Total divine feminine, you know, creative energy. Do you have anything you want to add since this is a card that speaks to you?
It just represents like Virgo energy to me, I feel like.
Yeah.
And so many people I run into in our business have Virgo placements in their big three, and we both do. And I just think that Virgos are holding up like all small businesses.
I love it.
Amazing. Absolutely. Thank you. I love it. I love it. Love it. First question is always, what's home for you? So just kind of getting a feel from you. It could be like your literal home. It could be the idea of home. What is home at the moment?
Home for me is just being on my favorite couch in my favorite spot with my cup of coffee, with my girls. I have a 2-year-old pug and a 3-year-old daughter, 4-year-old daughter. Just being cozy, enjoying a meal together with family, cooking in the kitchen. That's home to me, no matter where it is.
Cassie?
Yeah, home to me is where my people are. So like whether I'm with a friend in their apartment in New York, or if I'm here on the couch, or you know, at Angelica's house waiting for her the dinner to be done so I can get some of it. Just where I feel like happy and free and relaxed with my people, wherever it is.
I love that. So amazing. I wanted you guys to come on because I think that your story, like I said, is really inspirational. And I think you're going to give a lot of hope for people that are looking to start their business that have just been scared, because you guys have really like dived in. Like, you went in head first and you haven't looked back. And I just love watching you guys grow and do the things that you're doing. Can you just give us a little tidbit about where you were before joining Design Kevin, and then we'll go from there?
Well, for me, before I joined Design Coven, I was kind of on the resurgence of discovering what I really wanted in life. I mean, it was all post-COVID. I was postpartum. I have a four-year-old. So this is about a year ago now, I think it was, when I decided to join. I had reconnected with, you know, one of my designer mentors. I've been in and out of the design business, just working retail, showrooms, with contractors, electricians, plumbers, things like that. And yeah. Just kind of finding where my place is and finding just that motivation to just start my own thing or maybe join with someone. I was an assistant at a point, and always wanted to start my own thing. And I just kept starting and stopping. Life happens, you know, COVID happens. I became a mom, and, you know, a lot of times when that happens, you're just like, okay, well, what's next? You try to find yourself again, and you want to grow as a person because now you have that motivation of taking care of my daughter. And I just couldn't get away from design, and I just wanted to go back into it. So I tried to find little things. Of course, I was more strongly connecting with my spirituality deep diving into my past with my lineage. And I had a grandmother who's very into herbalism and curanderismo practices, and very also spiritual herself. And and thinking about that, and also being now a mother, like, I was searching for that something more. And when I came across the podcast, it was through the designer I was talking to. She was on your panel. Yep. And I heard about Design Coven, first of all, hit me. I was like, wow, I've never heard of that. And I started diving deeper into your podcast and looked you up on social media and everything. And I was like, I have to at least check this out. Like, this is something different that I've never experienced. And I was just so drawn to it. So I showed up to one of the co-workings, and I was listening to every episode you had, just so inspired to like just do this thing again and do it for real, and this time not feel alone about it, because yeah. I just feel like, especially in San Diego, I studied design in LA and then came down to to San Diego, and then kind of lost touch with my designer friends up there. And then I was like, I don't know where the community is down here. So that kind of helped me. I mean, I have my friends up in North County from the showroom I worked with, but they're so far. So I thought, okay, this is something I could definitely jump into and be a part of. So that's where I jumped in. I did see Cassie at the first time I went. Yeah. And we went. Yeah, we were. You were there. I don't know if it was like your first or second visit, but you were
at the cafe, right? At Bopa.
Yeah, at Bopa, we did the tour of the building and everything, yeah. And I was just. Check it out and meet everybody, and just the energy was like just so perfect.
That was a nice day.
It was such a beautiful like day. I was like, I'm so excited for this. And then Cassie showed up and she's like, I'm wearing yellow today because I feel sunny. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I love these people. I remember it very distinctly.
Yeah, you had a very graphic shirt, and it was like,
I don't remember. But thank you guys. That was so beautiful. Oh my God. I was not going to say that much, and now I got a rise. Before Kevin, I have had my own business for about 6 or 7 years called Manifest Reiki and Herbs. And it originally was a Reiki energy healing business. And then after the pandemic, it became an herbalism. You know, I had some products originally, but then I shifted and had very little clients and a lot of products instead of a lot of clients and little products. I've studied herbalism and just am really into connecting with the earth and think like we have everything we need before, you know, we came in and modernized everything. Not that I don't like modern things. I know this is about interior design. But yeah, I have been on that path for like almost a decade. And, you know, I met you, Rachel, at a retreat. Yep. Many years ago, and we had a retreat together, an energy healing retreat in the desert. So I've known you for a really long time. You're one of my like original friends when I moved here almost a decade ago. And yeah, so I'd always been interested in interior design, but I felt like I wasn't allowed to do something so fun. My whole life I've done like, you know, my first thing was I was a writer just naturally, and I wanted to study poetry and put out poetry books where I took the pictures, because photography is another thing, and like it's always just been very service-based. After that didn't work, I was like, okay, I'll be a psychologist. And then I was like, this is way too like bureaucratic, and everything I tried to do that was like on the path that like myself thought was like responsible was just way too bureaucratic and like not like too draining. Not fun, and like not also not visual. I've always been like, I'm an artist, but a visual artist, but I don't know what my medium is. And I go through phases where I have where I'm painting, or I'm trying to scrapbook, or I'm trying to learn Photoshop and all these different things. And you know, interior design is something I wanted to do since I was little, just because I love, you know, I would like kiss my dresser with lipstick on when I was little, to like drink when I was like when I was like really sad or happy or something. I don't remember, but
yeah,
I don't know. It just finally translated because I know you, and you know, we have been friends for so long, and never your interior design self was like way compartmentalized away from your like our energy healing friendship.
Yeah. Yeah,
never were like chatting about it, but one day, you know, I knew that you had the design coven, and I was like, oh, coven, like,
yeah,
that's awesome. And I, you know, you said it's open to everyone, and I was like, well, I don't know if I should really go, you know, and I just wanted to see you because you were around the block co-working.
Yep.
So I came to like see you because I hadn't seen you in so long. And I sat and I co-worked, and I met some people that were just so lovely, and they were working on this project or working on opening this spot or whatever. And I was like, I don't know, it kind of liberated something in me that I could be allowed to do something that's visual art and fun, you know? I can finally, like, it's still in service to people, 100%, but it doesn't have to be like figuring out the world's oldest problems or people crying on your couch all day.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And that just happened too.
Yeah. So, yeah. But like, not as like the main goal.
Yes. That's not the main thing. We hope they aren't crying on their couch, but sometimes that happens. Yeah. I remember when you're like, I don't know, should I come? I'm like, yes, come over, like come hang out. Like those co-working events are open, and they still are. Open to everybody. So the intention behind them are to bring other business owners, bring creatives, bring artists, just whoever, so that we can be in each other's energy, because there's something really magical about being around other creative people, and just seeing, you know, how we can cross-pollinate, how we can feed off of that energy and look at things in different perspectives, and have an artist come and look at, you know, a floor plan or a mood board and be like, is this cohesive? Does this make sense? Like, and then see what they're doing, because that also was sparking so many different things within everybody. And then, so you came to the meeting, you hung out, and then I think you came to a couple more, right? And I was like, why don't you, like, and then you're like, oh, I want to go to the, I don't even know if it was a tour or if it was like one of the business meetings. And I'm like, well, yeah, this all translates. And then it was like, and then all of a sudden, like, I remember like these doors sort of clicking, or these things clicking, where I was like, wait a minute, like, I could probably do this. Like, I can incorporate this, and I'll get something out of it, even though I'm in this lane. Like, so,
yeah.
I mean,
touring the showrooms just really excited me so much. And I, you know, just all that you were offering was just, I don't know, like all encompassing. Like, it was a full deep dive into what interior design is. So I was like, wow, okay. And not an interchronic system, you know, like where we could just flow and, you know, bop over to this product training and bop over to this showroom and all get lunch together after. I don't know. It's like, it's so, so fun. Yeah.
It's fun. And I think it's also just us making it fun. Cause I have spoken to many designers that are, you know, jaded and blah, blah, blah. And they're just stuck in their ways. And that's why I love like hanging out with people like the both of you who are like new in this space. Cause you're also feeding me with inspiration and also just reigniting that initial fire that I had with design and being like, oh my gosh, we can like go and do things, discover things, be new at it, and also be silly and have fun with it. So, I feel like we're always, whenever we get together, we just kind of giggle and laugh, and all these showrooms know who we are. So they're just like, oh, there's the Gavin. And then we're just like, you know, doing our thing. Can you share a bit about how the both of you came together in creating your own business, and like, what was that conversation like and how did that start? What were the things happening in that connection?
Yeah, I mean, just through meeting each other a lot at the, you know, the tours and the events, and just talking about what we like in design and, you know, what holistic design is, and getting to know each other about other things and just hanging out, we just realized, like, you know, we really click, we really get along well. Like, one of the biggest thing about finding the community for me too is just like, especially as a mom, you're like, you know, how am I going to do this and be a mom? And finding that support is so important in so many different ways. And I think professionally and doing this, like finding a group of people and finding a partner to do this together is just awesome, because I feel like together we could do so much more and just make it more fun because we're hanging out at the same time. So and then just realizing just how we liked a lot of the same things, and just getting deeper into everything, our childhoods and our experiences and the way we think about things. We're just like, oh my gosh, I feel the same way too. And everything, we just really, really was a definition of alignment, I think. And we're like, let's just, you know, try it together. I don't know. What was your perspective on that?
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, we just kept being at the same things and like, getting to know each other more, I guess, kind of like being in class, you know, and we were just drawn to like chatting all the time. And then one day we were just like, should we make this like a thing? Should we do this? And we literally like, I don't know, I've been doing manifest for so long by myself. So I'm very familiar with like hitting a wall and just closing the computer and being like, I don't know. I don't know how to make that work or something. Just being so like, I don't know, when it's just you doing every single thing and there's literally no one else, like I'm still shaking it off. You know, that like a partnership is new to me. I've been doing that for so long. But when it's just you doing everything, it's, I don't know how anyone does it successfully. You know, so yeah, the idea of a partner was just like, and you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I grew up like I'm just very independent and I have my own ideas that often other people are like, what is she talking? What? You know, like just so weird, you know? So I just grew up like, you know, by myself. My siblings are much older. I was unusual in school, not to get like crazy about me, but I'm just doing everything alone. Like, I'm just like, okay, I have me to depend on. I'm the one that's going to believe in my like weird ideas while everyone else is maybe not thinking it's cool or whatever. And then, yeah, I don't know. Angelica was also weird and funny. And, you know, it's interesting because like she's, when we would meet over and over, Angelica wasn't necessarily very chatty. Mm-hmm. And I am extremely chatty and always drawn to people who are quiet. Because I'm like, what's that person doing? What are you doing? You know? And I'm just so glad for that, because how would we have ever known that underneath, like at our deepest, deepest core, we are both have this thing in common that I've like never had in common with anyone as deeply as I do with her. So thank God
And not just that, a lot of the things that we're opposite are balancing things that balance each other, you know, that we've realized like, okay, you're really good at that. I'm really good at that. And that balances each other. So yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a working way, for sure.
In a working way. Yeah. So
yeah, we even, we had like a little meeting cause we had the idea to work together.
Right.
And then we're both like, I don't know, you know, cause we're both like so analytical and just like, I don't know, trying to make it right. So we met up and we were like, what? Okay, you're a generator. You're a projector. I'm a manifesting generator. How do those work together? And it's like, okay, cool. I'm an FP. You're a
INFJ. I don't know.
Like we like did all the metrics basically.
Also Capricorn, Pisces, you know, the earth to the water. Yeah, so and
three for each.
What was that? Oh, which big three. Yeah. Capricorn sun, Virgo moon, and Cancer rising.
And I'm Pisces sun, Cancer moon, Virgo rising. So we have our risings and moons flipped.
Same but flipped, yeah.
Yeah.
That was another really crazy thing.
I know, that was something that we were like, oh, okay. Because it didn't make sense how much, for me, it didn't make sense how much, I don't know, like I make a lot of friends and I get close with people and different things stand out. I love people. You know, even though I also have, you know, a hard time being understood, I think. But I don't know. It just at the deep down core, like Angelica said, like our childhoods have like, you know, we find like similarities in and just how we respond to adversity and just how we are at like the deepest core level that you might not even know about either of us. We are very aligned. So, that was how we decided.
Yeah. And you spoke a little bit about how you guys were complementing each other and having opposites. So Cassie, is there one strength that you have that maybe Angelica, you don't have? And can you share and vice versa, like share what are those, like maybe a particular thing?
It's the chattiness.
Yeah.
My Capricorn reservedness and then her Pisces chattiness.
So we're like, we try to say sometimes like, okay, I'll talk to everyone. And then like, talk to them about your business or something like
You go deeper.
Yeah. we try to figure out like how to use that. But I'm definitely super friendly, chatty. We'll talk to anyone for any amount of time, anywhere. And Angelica, not so much.
Not so much. Doesn't mean I don't like people. It's just my Capricorn, you know, exterior that I'm softening up as I go along my journey.
And you're chatty. I mean, she's chatty if it's like a topic that appeals to her.
I just have
but I will literally anything. Talk to you about like ants.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of just, that's basically one of the biggest things. And then just like throughout our natural cycles of the day, of the month, a lot of times where opposites, like I'm very energized and ready to work one day and you know she's like I need a rest day and we just kind of pick up each other's slack or sometimes we're both low and we're like, well, let's get together and just be low and slowly we'll raise each other's spirits and then we'll be back at it on Monday, you know. That's how it works.
We kind of pass the energy back and forth, just what Angelica said. I don't need to expand.
You guys are just like you're and that's what I love too, that you guys are in sync with like your rhythm and you're not pushing and it's like, well, it's Monday and we got to get this done, and you know, it's like you guys are just like, let's just feel into it, like, and I think that's really powerful.
Well, you try.
Well, Angelica is better at that. Like she's like, you know, we do something really big and then she's like, I think I need a week off this week. And I learned, like, I'm a total asshole because I was like, a whole week? Like, a week? Because I was ready to, like, go off the momentum of the energy of doing something huge. And that's how I see it. And I was like, yes, you know, but then it turned out and she was like, okay, we can work a little, you know. And I was like, I'm admitting that. Like, I sucked. I'll never do that again. Yeah, it turned out that week we were both so tired and we wound up like not working anyway. And I should have just listened to her. So she's much more grounded with, I don't know, like energy flow.
Right, right.
And I'm more like, you know, she grounds me, obviously. She's an earth sign. So,
yeah. I love that. I love that so much. You know, we're just talking about challenges and lessons and things. Is there anything that comes to mind when thinking of a challenge and how Design Coven, either the community or an event or a practice that we've dived into, supported you in that space so that you're not sort of struggling and doing it alone? Does anything kind of come up?
Well, that's what I was thinking too, like with our dynamic, you know, where there's that part where you decide, okay, I'm going to do this design business. And all you know is like, I got to start setting up a website, do social media. And then you just get kind of stuck and you don't know where to go from there, what else to look into, what to do. Like the both of us kind of keep each other inspired to when someone can't think of something, someone else. And then like kind of keeps us moving forward when we start thinking like, oh, you know, is this, are we doing too much here? We're doing too much there. Should we give up? You know, we keep each other motivated to just keep going. Like, it's going to take time. We're working on this. Let's work on that next. And then we'll get there. We're manifesting this. But this is part of the work. And then so also with Design Coven, you know, we just all the different going to see different showrooms kind of keeps us inspired, and all the different professional business classes that you have, like kind of start making us think of the next step. Like, and it's always so aligned too. We were already thinking about like, you know, marketing and our website. And then you have like Masha on or someone, and we start learning more. We're like, oh my gosh, of course we're thinking about this. And now we have like a framework and some tools that we learned from that class and or from that, you know, so
training,
the training. And then we get to not just listen, but participate and ask questions in the training and talk to the other members and see where they're at or their experiences with the same things. So,
yeah, I think that, you know, all of that. And then also it's just different people, you know, maybe like different people will go to this showroom tour. So that day we're hanging out with them or, you know, another time a new person comes in and she's really cool. So, yeah, it's just like everyone has all different knowledge and different personalities. And I feel like it stays exciting for me. And I know that you're like that too, Rachel. Like you need things to be like moving all the time to feel, I guess, energized. And that's what I love about Design Coven. It's like you never know what event you're going to add to the calendar, who's going to be there, what they're going to know, you know, like all different things. I love it.
Yeah, and I know you guys are doing something really special because you're reaching out to some of the guests and the people that have come on to have private conversations and to talk deeper. Can you share a little bit about like some of the people that you've connected with, what you learned from them? Like, because you guys are really going, like I said, what you're doing is really unique, and not a lot of the designers are taking advantage of that. And I think that's a really huge thing too, is like knowing that your network has now, your network is my network, and you're now connected to all these people that you otherwise would not have connected with, but you're taking it to the next level by really connecting with them one-on-one versus just in the class. Can you share a little bit of those experiences and who you've spoken to and what you might have learned from them?
Yeah, I think when we saw you record the podcast live with Alex and maybe Ken of Modern Luxury, Alex of Chrome City, and then a really cool photographer, we were super drawn to Alex. Like, she came out in our brand colors. She was like, yeah, she's so transparent, so bold, and we just were like, we like her. So we contacted her and we're just like, we basically told her what I just said. You know, we were like, you came out in our brand colors. We love you. We just think that we could like be your friend. So then,
And it's not even anything necessarily related to design.
We
just kind of, you know, it's along the lines of just meeting people and being inspired and just thinking like, where could this even lead us? I don't know, but you know, we just want to connect.
Well, I think that we learn, like, you know, what we keep learning for all of these things is just like, you know, you have to have real connections with people, and it can't just be like a business connection on purpose of like, oh, that person is the head of blah, blah, blah. Like, we need to know him, you know? It's like, no, like she seems so cool. She seems like someone who we'd be friends with. Like, she mentioned this and we love doing that. Like, so you know, it's like, it's kind of like a long game of just like, you know, the first step is like making a million new friends.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Totally.
And even with the World Design Capital, we end up meeting so many cool artists, yeah, people that like really connected with, and we don't know why. And then we're just following up and having coffee dates and, you know,
it's so fun
learning who they are and what their art is, seeing it more in person, hearing, yeah, their story behind it. And then they're also curious about us. And we're like, well, we want to learn about you. And we realize just how much we have in common with those artists and how we're kind of in the same world as designers and our philosophies and what excites us.
Yeah.
The spiritual aspect to their work and their designs, like we really connect with. And like, we don't know where that's going to lead either, but we just feel a momentum. We just feel like it's right. And
I think, I don't know if I'm still answering the question, but I'm going off of what you said. I feel like, you know, how we always think about this and talk about this is like we're coming at it from an artist's point of view. So I'm just thinking about what you said in the beginning, how like you like seeing us because we're coming in fresh, right? Like we're not jaded by these relationships or like whatever could happen in the long run. It's like we are just, we're coming at it as artists and we want to be as creative as possible. And being inspired is like the most important thing to both of us to like to being alive, I would say.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just relationships with artists. I think that event was so important and I don't think it's like talked about enough. And I think there should be more. And just, I'm so thankful that people reached out to us and we like got to talk to people who we really liked and the relationships are continuing and we're going to their spaces. We're doing videos there. Sometimes like Ash is coming with us to record everything. And it's just been amazing. They open their hearts and their, you know, their studios, and we get to know each other really deeply, and it's just so beautiful.
Even with some of the people that we use in our vignette for the event, mm-hmm, like Annie, the ceramicist, mm-hmm,
yeah,
like we're just, you know, meeting with her to just be like, oh, thank you, and we're exchanging things, and then we sat and we chatted for a while, and like,
she's so cool.
Yeah. So we're just like, well, you know, we will get to work together more. Like, I think a big part of being a designer is having those good relationships. Absolutely. With who you're working with, not in every level, with the artists, with manufacturers, the vendors, contractors, because
another shout out is Angela at Swim Systems.
Angela, yeah,
she is our gal. Like, we just want I think one day I went in there and was acting foolish and she was like laughing her head off, and then we were like, what?
We get off topic.
Yeah,
talking about office. Things we can't say here, but
yeah, so we're just like texting with her. And
but no. Yeah, I think it is important, like that. I think it's back to your question, being a designer, it's important because you do want to have a good connection, and that way you can, because it's a selling business, so you want to be able to sell the services and be very excited about who you're working with, because you know it's going to go well if you have a good relationship. If anything happens, you know, you've got each other.
Yeah, you're actually friends.
Yeah, you're actually friends. So you want to make it work. You want to get the best result.
You care about them. Yeah.
You care about them. You're getting something that you can stand 100% behind, whether it's art or anything.
Anything else. No, it's huge. And like I said, what you guys are doing is fantastic. But I'm so glad you brought up the World Design Capital. Can you, you know, that event was like super, super special. And the opportunity, I really wanted to showcase our designers within the design cabin. So we showcased our pro members and you guys took it and ran with it and had it all up. You're like,
oh my God. Yeah.
That was a mission.
Yeah. Was there anything in that you learned like right off the bat, like working together or connecting with people, or like any like aha moments during that whole fiasco of craziness?
I learned about myself that I like thrive when like things turn for the worst. I just like, I'm like even more motivated. I'm like, oh my God, now we have to kill it. You know, we thought that we had this rental lined up, and then it turned out that I guess a lot of Design Coven members went to that showroom and had already like made a deal about what they were going to rent. And then at the end of the day, the retailer was like, sorry, I can't like rent out my whole showroom. And we were like, yep. Okay, totally get it. But we thought we were getting like big pieces from there.
Right.
So then we found out that we weren't at all. And we were just like, oh my God. Yeah. So we were like bootstrapping around town, like literally walking into super high end places. Like every single day we were doing different things, literally every single day. Like it was like 12 hours a day of like, calling, walking in. Oh, should we drive to Orange County to pick this up? Yeah. Oh, there's a tornado. Should we anyway? No, I think
it was the weather.
Like it was like that was the day that we had like hail and a hurricane in Chula Vista or something. Yeah. Like we were just busting it. We were like, Ash, can you make a piece of art for us? You know, like we were just like, you know, gluing everything together. And we were so proud at the end. Like we were like chilling in our space after we set it up. We were like, I want to live in this space.
That was meditation. Loud. We were like, okay, now we get to enjoy it.
Yeah. I think what we learned besides like me learning that about myself was just that Angelica, like it was like ride or die. I feel like we were just like, okay, like sun up to sundown, you know, like 8 a.m. to midnight, like we're gonna figure this out and we're gonna, you know, we had to be so flexible. Like then we'd be like, okay, we have X amount of days left. We still don't have a chair. Like, what do you think of that chair right there? And we're like, oh, should we make it a different room altogether? I know, I'd love that chair, but is it too crazy? Like we were just like, it was so fun.
Yeah.
It was so fun to be pressed and like,
yeah.
I don't know, almost have that creativity be even pushed on, yeah, like even harder because we were so tight for time. And I think it worked out and it's something that I'm really proud of. And I think we got like a lot of good feedback.
Good.
And I think people really liked it. So,
and you made so many connections.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think that was set up like regardless though, even if we had like a bad vignette, because everyone there was just, you know, we went like a really specific way. We did a meditation lounge because we, you know, like you said, we have the same network now. Thank you to you. Mm-hmm. It's me coming from being an herbalist and energy healer, Angelica with her lineage, like we are bringing spirituality into our work. So we're doing like energy healing. We're helping people make altars more a part of their lives. We want to really help make spirituality more a part of people's everyday life that maybe they think is like not for them, or you have to be a certain kind of person to live like that or whatever. And connecting with yourself and your spirituality, whatever that looks like, whoever that is in your mind or in your family or whatever, you benefit from having those quiet grounding moments. And we want to help people have that and know that it is for them and it's for everyone. So that's why we chose a meditation lounge, even though it was kind of unusual. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, seeing all the projects, like ours was definitely very different. And I think it really represented who we are. You know, we're very, besides the spirituality forward, we're also art forward. I know that art is important to every designer in every space, but we really are kind of obsessed with it and want to really find pieces that are like the furniture is the art.
Yep.
It's kind of the same mentality of the spirituality. It's like, it doesn't have to be something over there that you work with sometimes. It can be something that you're with all the time,
The way we chose every little aspect with intention and thinking, okay, how can someone interact with this to, you know, raise their spirit or bless themselves or include it in their daily ritual? Every little thing that you can touch in there had something to do with that, even if it was like a piece of pottery from a local artist who we learned so much about her process and we were like blown away, like, oh my God, she approaches her pottery, we're approaching that design. And it's just so perfect that there's things that you notice right away that seem very spiritual or artistic, but you don't realize also still connect. And every little aspect of that design, I think, had that piece of soul in it. Yeah, exuded something kind of unique, which is beautiful about art. And it doesn't have to match. It just has to have that perfect intention or soul behind it that just makes the space.
Yeah, it has to match like spiritually.
Yeah.
But not necessarily looking at it, but how it feels. Yeah. And we created like little stations in our vignette. So there was like a station where you go in and, you know, we're going to do herbal placements. We do herbal placements in our project. So in the vignette, there was this big
it was like a yarn bowl, like a primitive style.
Primitive, yeah. It was a primitive bowl. Yarn bowl, this
like
big
leather bowl with wooden legs.
Yeah. And we filled it with rosemary because rosemary boosts your mood. It clears your mind. So, you know, we had a little sign in there that said, you know, please use this as you see fit. I don't know. I can't
sweet
think.
Your
sweeten your body with it or just smell it or take a piece, whatever. So that was supposed to be, that was set up as like the entry point to the vignette. And then there was a listening station where we had Ash, my spouse's beautiful motion graphics on an iPad with, and then Ash also made some sound healing for us. That was so beautiful. And that's what made us like really chill after we set it up. So there were headphones there, and we found like beautiful things to even sit the headphones on. And then we had our own ancestors in our vignette. We had, you know, a set of each of our grandparents as like the centerpiece of the whole space to show, you know,
just kind of honor our origin.
Yeah, and honor them and show an example of an altar. And it was actually basically like actually our altar.
And we kind of ended up covering all our senses. So it really is so grounding, such a grounding design because it's, you got the smell, the sight, sounds, everything. Yeah.
And I think that comes also partly from Angelica's installation art background. It's not just like a room that we're making. Oh, it's pretty. Like
that was something that I think I really learned and took out of it, which was we didn't see it right away. And then I realized like, oh, are we taking this too far or being too weird?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just like, wait. It's in a gallery. It's basically an art installation. And this is like where this was my self-actualizing moment because I studied art. You know, as many designers grow up being very creative, and I went on and I studied art in college and fine art and just dabbled in all kinds of studio art and learned art history. I love art history, design history. We've been sharing that love too. And I decided like, well, what do I need to do as a career? I would love to, as I got more into installation art, I thought, well, I would love to create beautiful artistic spaces or experiences that you can live in art. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how I came into interior design. And when we got the opportunity to be at the Sparks Gallery, I was like, wait, this is an art installation. We should really go with it and have fun and just really show what we're about and show us. So.
Yeah, we had to really trust ourselves, and there's no other way. You know, we know, like I said, how we're just so aligned at our cores. We had to just say every time we were like, is this, I don't know, should we have this in there? Like, no one's going to touch it. They even have that, like, we were like, no, this is, we have set up what our goals are for our business and how we want to touch people's lives and how what we want to share with them and what is important to us, and that's what the space is going to represent. And you know, if people like it, thank you, amazing. And if they don't, that's okay. Like we're just getting
happy with it.
Yeah, we're happy with it if we like it. And
that's a huge thing, I think, in interior design, because every client, you know, wants to see themselves in that design.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the biggest part. That's what we want to rely on, is that self-expression. I feel like their self-expression is also being actualized, and they're including every part of themselves, their mind, their spirit, the earth, the land that we live in.
I think like parts that they hide too, right? Like that's kind of my passion with my business has always been, is like, you know, not to get too, you know, it's funny because I'm trying to get out of that like deep heady work, but I just can't too. It's different, but you know, I think it's part of my mission of being alive is to set an example for people that the things that they are embarrassed of or don't necessarily, you know, have been taught they shouldn't say or they can't say or is weird about them. I'm like, no, that's what I like about you. Let's put let's frame your retainers, you know? Like, let's frame your headgear. That's it. Look how hot you are. You had headgear. Like, anybody can be hot and have headgear, you know? Like, I just always want to empower people to be their full selves, because I think that our society has done a really good job of making that a faux pas. And I think it's bullshit. So I think we could help people with design in that way too.
Absolutely. No, I love your mission. I love what you guys are doing. I think it's fantastic. How do you see Design Coven continuing to be part of your design journey? Like, how do you see that going into the future?
Well, there's always something to learn. There's always something new. And you're very good at being on top of, like, what the AI stuff, you know, having workshops on that and you know, all kinds of new things. There's always changing technologies and design and stuff like that, and business always changes. So it's definitely a great resource for that, continuing to learn.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I was thinking about, because we are really focused on commercial spaces, like hospitality spaces, where wellness centers and retreat centers. And I know you just came out with a podcast that's really diving into that. So I don't know. I think that's going to be really huge for us, that we're still like staying on the same journey together somehow, even though we've never discussed it.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, yeah, you have been.
It makes sense.
You have been so inspirational to us.
Yeah.
And we're always just like, are we heading the right way? Is this too like out there? We're just like, what would Rachel do?
WWR.
What would Rachel do? She would do it. Like, just be ourselves. Yeah. Let's, you know, put it out there.
Totally. Yeah. So anytime you know, you're empowering us to do what I'm saying we want to empower people to do, you know, we're like passing it on. I think we have similar missions in that. And yeah, whenever we think, oh, is this too much? Or whenever we think of Rachel, we think of you, and we're like, she would say, go for it, you know? So,
good.
You know, we're just so aligned. And I think it's really cool that, you know, holistic interior design is still such a new idea. People have not heard of it. You know, you still have to explain it. And I just hope that everybody, like, more and more people are into it, because it really is a representation of, like, energy healing, herbalism in a space to me, you know, with my experience.
Yeah. Interior design is a space. It's always energy.
Totally. It matters. And people don't get that, because we don't, you know, it's like a new concept for people to think about their health or their wellness and what affects it. So it's very, you know, right on the edge of more and more people knowing about it. And we're so happy that you're like letting us be in your company for that mission. And, you know, also now into the, you know, we're so passionate about commercial spaces, and we, you know, we went to like a spa to plan our 2024, and it's important to us to stay going to things like that, and, you know, being
inspired,
taking care of ourselves and getting inspired like we want our clients to be. And I think Design Coven is just a part of that. I mean, it's a group of people, which at the end of the day, if we're doing a sound healing at your house or a showroom tour, we're all connecting and we're all still learning all the time because you put this group together. And I do say, you know, I've said to you, like, I wonder how many people who have met through Design Coven are having dinner tonight, you know, because we'll like go meet up with someone and we wouldn't have known them. And, you know, we are connecting. Yes, they do work for this company, and these colors of their paints are beautiful, but we're also learning about their family. And, you know, it's just so organic, and it's a dream offering that you've created. And you're so generous and like not selfish to offer this, because you can literally just like keep this all for yourself. But yeah, you've empowered Liminal Home to exist. So
even just with the name.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, okay,
yeah.
What's not too metaphysical that people still might understand, or we can explain easily.
Yeah.
You know, when you talk about Design Coven just being so forward in what it's about, you know, it's like, well, that's, you know, we can't escape what we're trying to be. At the same time,
who we are.
Who we are. Yeah. And if people get it, they get it. And that's who we want.
Yeah. And we've run into a lot of people that are like lineal,
still not very.
And I'm just like, okay, those aren't our people. That's okay.
Yep.
You know, Design Coven, I mean, I don't want to spend like an hour, but we, Linoleum wouldn't exist without Design Coven or you. So thank you.
Oh, no, you guys are so welcome here. This is why I created it. I'm like, we need more designers in this space doing this work so that we can heal our planet for sure.
I know. And do you remember when I was like, I forgot what it was about, but I was like, I just want to call Rachel and get her blessing because what we're doing, I don't want her to feel like, oh my God, are they copying me, blah, blah, blah. And we would go back and forth and we're like, wait, that's why she put the group together. And then like, well, she taught us everything, but it's her thing. And like, I remember we called you and we were like, I forgot what it was.
I think it's when you came together and created your business, wasn't it?
When we first decided we were going to just do it.
It was the whole entire thing.
This is the whole thing. Is it too much?
Yeah, we were like, this is so like, this is like a spiritual energy healing, art forward, holistic interior design firm. Like, is Rachel going to be okay with that? You know? So.
Yeah, and here you are. You're the thing. Yeah. So what's up for the future? What are your future aspirations?
So we will be doing an event, a couple events a year.
Cool.
We'll see what pans out, but we're aiming to do a couple events a year, at a wellness space with another wellness provider and, you know, educating people about how important their space is and energy healing and then whatever the other provider has to bring. And we're going to like really deeply collaborate with these other providers and open people up to, you know, their place and what we do and bring awareness to those that are curious or don't know what holistic interior design is. As we're saying, it's I guess still pretty new, and we just want to be, you know, players in that community and just be like helping people, whether they're still learning or they're interested in more, maybe they're in the spiritual world, they're attending other wellness events, but need to know how does it pertain to design in my home and my space, and then we can just help them incorporate that into their home and just let them know what we do.
And you've got your first event coming up April 7th,
No, it's being moved to June, I think. We're still
waiting to finalize, but it has been moved. We're aiming for June, but it's not definite yet. But I wish I could say who it's with because she is so awesome.
I love her.
It's not finalized. So I feel like I don't want to jinx it.
We're updating our website so you can like, if you want to sign up for emails, maybe we'll send out an email, or follow us on social media or something like that. We'll be definitely advertise.
Yeah, for sure. And we have an events page now too, where you can find our events. But this person is another Virgo who is working it so hard in the world and just such a boss. And we met up with her and she was like, do you want me to like really be a part of it? Or do you want to rent the space? And we were like, no, we want to like, we want to work with people where we really collaborate and you're getting something, like we're all doing it together. It's not like we just want to use your space, you know? So once she heard that, she was like, let me get my computer. And we're so excited to, she's just another person who perfectly
aligned.
We like walked into the fold and she was standing there and we feel like as long as we keep trusting in what is right to us, we'll keep meeting people like that.
Amazing. You love it. Yeah. So good. And how can people follow you, find you, connect with you?
Our Instagram is @liminal, LIMINAL, home_.
Yes. And our website is liminalhomeinteriordesign.com. And
that's what we've got for now.
Well, we have a Facebook. It's the same thing.
Yeah,
what is it? Liminalhome.design.
Liminal Home Interior Design.
And we'll put all the links in the show notes so people can
can
go there. They don't have to write this down while they're driving or whatever. Perfect. And last question, what are you guys doing to ground yourself? How are you keeping centered during all of this creative energy that you're putting out there?
Keeping centered, I would say just trying to keep a balance in life. I think just trying to remain present. I go now when the weather's a little nicer, I've been going on more walks, know, just kind of noticing the flowers blooming and just, you know, meditating on that. And being with my daughter and my husband and my dog and just enjoying our time. And I mean, I have my regular spiritual incense and card reading practices as well that I do as often as I can, but not every day. But, you know,
I think also we came up with a schedule. You know, now there's one day a week that we definitely have off and we spend with our families, you know, because before Angelica set that boundary, I'm just going to keep big upping you for like keeping us together.
Were you guys just going like 7 days a week, like just hardcore?
Not like that, but like every day was open to work, possible work.
Yes. Okay.
So now we have one day where it's like, sorry, no work.
No connection.
But yeah, so we have like a tighter schedule, and what I do to ground myself is I just sit still a lot, you know, and I breathe and I just spend time with my spouse and my animals. And, you know, I'm planning on going, seeing a lot more art museums and hanging out with Angelica.
To ground you.
Yeah. No, that's bad. That's so codependent. That's not it.
That's not it.
No. No, I'm just breathing and like chilling and trying to always reminding myself that things take time, because that's so hard for me. I think we started the business and we were like, let's go, you know, like jumping off rooftops. So we're just
making time to rest is huge, I think.
Major, yeah.
And letting yourself, telling yourself it's okay that you need to rest.
Yeah.
You know, and just be.
Yeah, taking breaks to just be.
Just be with yourself, with your people, with your animals.
Mm-hmm. In your space.
In your space.
It's so beautiful.
We also have scheduled it in for, as part of our business for us, is rituals for us. So actually today we're going to be doing a ritual in my yard where we just, you know. Yeah, for spring, where we just kind of cleanse and speak out some words and get rid of some things and call new things in. So rituals in our business for us to stay grounded is important too. And then of course we have our own that we do separately as people, as humans.
As humans. Amazing. I love it. Thank you guys so much for coming on and taking the time to just share your story, you know, all the things, how you guys got together, Design Coven. It's huge. Like I said, I think what your story is really going to motivate people to finally launch the business, do the thing, not feel like it has to be perfect to get it out there. So I just appreciate you for showing up as you always do.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. We're so happy to just hang with you.
Thanks. You've been listening to the Holistic Interior Design Podcast. If it's one that you have been enjoying, please share with anyone else that you think can benefit from this knowledge, and leave us a 5-star review. That helps us get seen and found by other new and aspiring interior designers. And if you're looking for mentorship, I invite you to join our club here at the Design Coven. It's a bridge between school and real life interior design. We get in much deeper there. We have virtual and in-person events, so everyone is welcome. You don't need to have a design degree to be part of it, just an interest in holistic interior design. I also want to thank our editor, Marcy Ferry, and lastly, Kinseth Thibodeau, who is our music composer. Until next time, be well, and we will see each other soon.